This is also a little bit hitting a follow-up with your follow-up template. Patient last name is Waldenmeyer, W-A-L-D, as in Dr. E, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A-I-E-R. First name is Maria. Her first name is Maria Teresa, Maria-Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. Date of birth is January 22, 1965. Date of service is January 22, 2013. Referring provider is Jonathan Lim, L-I-M-M-D. Next, David Lim, L-I-N-M-D. Next, Rishi Sawney, R-I-S-H-I space S-A-W-H-M-E-Y-M-D. Chief complaint, follow-up on fatigue and elevated white count, comma, rule out autoimmune disorder. Subjective, this is a 48-year-old Caucasian female with history of Crohn's disease, as well as leukocytosis of unclear etiology. Who's here for a follow-up period. I had asked her to do some blood work, and she's here to review the blood test results period. In the meantime, as she was having frequent awakening during the sleep hours, subsequently felt tired, I have prescribed her Ambien period. Ambien works well for about 4 hours, but she will wake up afterwards period. When she does sleep for 4 hours, her fatigue level is slightly better. Past medical history, chronic rhinitis, next Crohn's disease, medication Ansicol, next Nixium, next levothyroxine, next Zyzal, next Zyrtec, next multivitamin, next VSL number 3, D as in Victor, S as in Sally, AL number 3. The VO system for template. Objective for template, diagnostic data dated January 7, 2013, her glucose is 125, this is not fasting, her ALT is 43, up to 29 is the normal range, rheumatoid factor is less than 10, which is negative, CRP is slightly elevated at 9.11, up to 5 is the normal range, hepatitis A, B, C are not reactive. CBC is this, is within normal limit period. White blood cell count specifically is 11.0, which is within the normal range period. ESR is normal at 18. ANA screening was positive. ANA was detected, however, subsequent either was less than 1 column 40. Which is negative, double-stranded DNA, complement C3 and C4 are normal. Impressionable on history of chronic fatigue, history of frequent awakening at night period. Ambien works well for about 4 hours, however, still have early awakening period. Next, history of leukocytosis of unclear etiology, currently back to normal period. Next history of Crohn's disease period. Recognition number one. I do not see the evidence of rheumatoid arthritis, or lupus from the blood work period. Next, she can still improve to achieve more hours of sleeping without waking up. However, Ambien is not lasting long enough period. I have suggested to change the prescription to Ambien CR, which is longer acting than the regular Ambien period. I had given her the prescription of Ambien CR, 12.5 milligram, one at night period. I had also given her the sample of Lunesta, 2 milligram, which is also slightly longer acting than the regular Ambien period. Next time, I will see her in about 1 month to see if her sleeping pattern has improved, and then reassess her fatigue level. This is in the dictation.